trying to get healthy. I think that's the number one thing you have to take into consideration on making decisions on when to go to a Senior Bowl or a NFLPA game, and I wasn't there yet. Just to display my talents. I think that's the one thing here is you get to compete against the best. And being able to throw to some of the best receivers, being able to run against some of the best quarterbacks, you know, broad, vert, everything, you get to display a lot. Yeah. I mean, every receiver here has done great at his independent college, and, you know, it'll be my honor to throw to him. So I'm going to have fun doing it, and I'm going to get out there and throw the rock a little bit. I think overall quarterback, on and off the field, being able to lead a team and make the most of his opportunity. I think one thing I take into and do every day is work hard. And, you know, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to prove you wrong, and I'm going to do it. So hard work and just leadership is big things as a quarterback. Yeah. UCLA is a huge media market. So, you know, been around it all 4 years, and it prepares you. You know, obviously they teach you how to talk, how to speak to media. And that's one thing that I took out of there. And I felt like they sort of set you up for success. We're going to have to prove them wrong, too. You know, obviously me, Jameis, Mariota, Petty, Garrison, all of us make up a great quarterback class. And I think not only myself, but we are all ready to show the nation that we are better than maybe what people put us out to be. You know, if the time needs be where, you know, I need to sit in the pocket and make all the throws, then I will do that. In our offense, you know, sometimes the situation dictated where if I didn't see something, I'm taking off running. But, you know, if that is the offense, if that is what I need to do, and you can watch tape, you know, there's times where I sat in the pocket, I made throws, and I feel like I did that consistently throughout college. But there are times where offense needs, you know, if something's not there, you got to take off running. So, you know, it's just working with the offense. It is an advantage, but at the same time, there's always a learning curve everywhere you go. So transitioning to the Eagles offense to, you know, any other offense that I may so happen to get drafted to is always going to be a learning curve. I think the biggest thing is I'm a competitor, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, if I feel 100% healthy and ready to go, I'm going to compete. And that's the one thing that I think all of us love to do, and that's the reason why we play the game, one of the reasons at least. So I think that's something in the back of my mind that I know I love to do. You know, if we're going to go out and throw the ball, I'm going to throw it, and I'm going to try to be the best doing it. So no matter what we're doing, I'm going to try to be the best. You know, she's had it since she was roughly 10 years old, so I was 9. It makes you grow up quick, really quick. But you know, there are things, it makes you think more of not only yourself, it makes you think of others a lot more. And being able to go through my journey with her has been an experience to me. But also, you know, she lives, you know, through me sometimes. I mean, she'll sit there and text me before a game, and we'll just sit there and talk. And I play for a lot more than myself. And she's one of those individuals that I play for. So she's helped me a lot through this. Hard work is the first. Leadership, hard work, and just understanding and just diving into a playbook. I think you can't substitute hard work for a lot. I mean, leadership is one thing. You know, being the face of a franchise like you speak about earlier is another thing. Understanding that role that comes with the quarterback. But I think hard work and pulling the most out of your players is one that, you know, you really look at as a quarterback.